This is Hootway News via remote. I'm Joe Palka. French President Emmanuel Macron is set to hold talks in Moscow on Monday with more Jackie Quinn from Associated Press.
Leader of France holds talks in Moscow. The U.S. president is hosting Germany's leader today at the White House. With White House National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan on Fox News warning Russia could invade Ukraine any day.
We are in the window.
President Biden will be meeting with German Chancellor Olaf Scholz in Washington, focusing on the standoff. In 2015, France and Germany were able to broker a peace deal for eastern Ukraine to end hostilities between Ukrainian and Russian-backed forces. Scholz, after meeting with President Biden today, next week will travel to Kyiv and Moscow. French President Emmanuel Macron, before heading to Moscow, spoke with President Biden by phone, saying that they discussed ongoing diplomatic and deterrence efforts in response to Russia's military buildup along Ukraine's borders. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Meanwhile, U.S. President Joe Biden said yesterday he would not speculate on further steps his administration is willing to take amid ongoing tensions with Russia. As he returned to the White House, Mr. Biden told reporters what Russian President Vladimir Putin was seeking.
Things he cannot get.
Diplomatic efforts to resolve the crisis are ongoing. The Iranian foreign minister said Tuesday that Iran would continue its efforts to reach a deal with world powers over the 2015 nuclear deal. Talks to revive Iran's tattered 2015 agreement are resuming tomorrow after breaking off for a bit over a week for diplomats to return home for consultations. Speaking in Tehran, Finnish Foreign Minister Pekka Haavisto.
Finland also welcomes the resumption of Vienna negotiations, the GCP. Negotiations have a call on all parties to meaningfully engage in the talk.
This is VOA News. North Korea is funding its weapons program with cryptocurrency stolen through cyber attacks. That according to a leaked UN report seen by Reuters. It says Pyongyang has continued to develop its nuclear and ballistic missile programs during the past year and that cyber attacks have been an important source of revenue. According to the report, between 2020 and mid-2021, North Korean hackers stole more than $50 million from at least three cryptocurrency exchanges. Many Asian countries are facing a spike in COVID-19 infections after the widely celebrated Lunar New Year holidays as health officials grapple with the highly transmissible Omicron variant and expectations that numbers will continue to rise in the coming weeks. The Lunar New Year, which is China's biggest holiday, was celebrated across Asia on February the 1st, even as pandemic restrictions in many countries kept crowds and family outings to a minimum. Britain's health secretary says he wants the people who have delayed their non-COVID medical appointments to come back to the National Health Service. Sajid Javid told Sky News, "I want them all to come back because I want them to know the NHS is here and it's open for them." Javid said the NHS estimates between 8 to 9 million people stayed away from NHS because they were asked to as healthcare workers dealt with COVID patients. Now, however, the health secretary said the National Health Service is ready to deal with the backlog. At least three people died in Nigeria when the oil storage and production vessel FPSO Trinity Spirit exploded last week and four crew are still missing. That's what the operating company said today. The vessels had 10 crew on board when it exploded on Wednesday. Nigeria's Shiba Exploration and Production Company said, adding that three were found dead on Sunday after three people had been found alive last week. Israeli and Palestinian public figures have drawn up a new proposal for a two-state confederation. They hope this will offer a way forward after a decade-long stalemate in peace efforts. It's unclear if the plan has any support among leaders, but it could help shape the debate over the conflict and will be presented to senior U.S. and U.N. officials this week. The plan calls for a state of Palestine and most of the West Bank, Gaza and East Jerusalem, territories Israel seized in the 1967 Mideast War. Israel and Palestine would have separate governments but coordinate at a very high level on security and other issues. Via remote, Joe Palka, VOA News.